At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live from sunny Southern California, and it's brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. You got to be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, a lot of things happened over the weekend. Every NFL team has now played at least one preseason game. Two have played two preseason games. We got a chance to see Deshaun Watson in a Browns uniform last Friday. We still wait to hear about the appeal. Likely sometime, we think, this week. Lamar Jackson still hasn't signed a new contract. We have a definitive line of demarcation of when the negotiations will stop, which is about when you thought it would potentially stop. So you got a lot of things working. There's some NBA news. There's some football news. There's the college football rankings. But I would say, and again, you guys tell me if I'm wrong, as we welcome in Dan Beyer and Jason Stewart, producer extraordinaire, and John Ramos, I would say that the Fernando Tatis Jr. story is the one that resonates the most, right? Zach Wilson got hurt, but it appears that it's a very minor tweak to his knee. I'm not even going to diminish it because it's the Jets, but I'll just say, look, he's going to play this year. I don't know if he'll play early in the season. Lamar Jackson, he's going to play this year. I just don't know about a contract. Deshaun Watson, we don't know, but nothing changed over the weekend. Right? Fernando Tatis Jr. is not going to play for the Padres, and at just 23 years old, This has a dramatic effect on how we look at him as a player, how we look at the Padres, and of course this year in the playoffs potentially if the Padres kind of hang on and get there, because we thought this was going to be an incredibly dynamic lineup. And that's one of the reasons why, right? So here's the thing. We have two gigantic Dodger fans, Ramos and Jay Stu. And then me and Byers sit around and laugh at them when they stress over little things you shouldn't stress over because your team's really, really good. Byer, let me just ask you. Obviously, you host a show on Sundays. Also, the I Want Your Flex podcast. That was my personal cheat sheet for one of my fantasy drafts over the weekend. When you heard the Tatis Jr. news, what did you immediately think?
It was very surprising, and it wasn't immediate, but it was after digesting it over the weekend, because we did talk about it on yesterday's show. I was surprised. I was like, wow, the guy doesn't get it. And that was my immediate response. It evolved a bit over the 48 hours.
Okay. It evolved to what?
I do believe the Padres bear a little of the responsibility. But the Padres should not be without fault in all of this.
How so?
Well, because Fernando Tatis, when was he given that contract, the longest contract that we had seen at the time, when he was given that contract, there was some injury history. Like we do with the franchise quarterbacks in the NFL, using the franchise tag, the control that San Diego had over Fernando Tatis and his contract was for the next 4 years. So they didn't necessarily have to give him that sort of money. And taking away the injury questions that were already there, now you wonder, does it take away motivation or other factors? So they just decided to hand over $340 million to a guy who had played about 140 games over two seasons. And so while, yeah, Fernando Tatis needs to shape up and mature and all of that with what AJ Preller said, I believe that the Padres also bear some responsibility for giving Fernando Tatis Jr. that contract. And now you paid Manny Machado, and now you got to figure out a way to pay Juan Soto, if that's your plan. So I believe that maybe they gave him the contract way too soon, and that's why he deserves some of the blame.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you only in that if you're protected for the next 15 years, the idea is you don't need to cheat. Right? I would actually defend, as long as the Padres had no whiff that he was using, that would change everything if they had any idea he was using and then you reward him as such, right? But as long as they had no idea that he was using, I would give them a pass on this one because the contract means you don't have to cheat. Look, we got your back. You're going to have good years, bad years. You're hurt. We want you to come back as quickly as you can come back.
What about the motorcycle accident?
Huh?
What about the motorcycle accident?
I mean, like, look, obviously, I think he has a lot of maturing to do, and he tried to cheat steps here. I go back to my thing would be, is he really that good, or was he using performance-enhancing drugs previously and only now got caught? That's where my brain goes. I understand what you're saying. You're like, you're rewarding bad behavior, and you shouldn't be surprised when it's bad behavior. But I don't know if that's what this is, or this is simply cheating to break statistical barriers. I mean, there's a reason that we haven't had anybody break even Maris's mark.
Sure.
Since PED testing has been a part of Major League Baseball.
I'm also aware that the PEDs could be used to try to avoid injury, if that was a part of it, or try to come back faster, or depending on what you were using and how you were using, that could play a role in it. But there were red flags there, that's why I decided and came down the way that I did. Immediately, I just put blame on Fernando Tatis, but it wasn't just the drug test, it was the motorcycle accident that he didn't say anything about and then had to have surgery in March when he maybe could have had it in December, that forced him to miss this first part of the season, which maybe never would have led to a point where he didn't end up taking these, PEDs. So there just seems to be a bit of a history of immaturity on
Junior's part. I believe they could void that contract. right? They could void that contract. And once if they void that contract, then, you know, all bets are off. No one actually does, but they could void the contract if they, in fact, wanted to. And just that's always been a fascinating idea to me, that somebody gets caught cheating and the team sits there and acts like they're really, really mad. If you're really mad, void the contract. You know, go to the mattresses. John Ramos, what did you think when you heard the news?
I was shocked. It came down as I was leaving work on Friday, and I actually couldn't believe it. But I do agree with one thing with Dan said. Well, not one thing, but the one point that he made was that I don't think he was using PEDs before this, but I do think a lot of pressure was on him to get back into that lineup with this team that, as it's constituted right now, as they head to the playoffs or possibly not make the playoffs. And I think he may have been trying to get himself and his wrist a lot quicker, better, faster to get back in the lineup. And I think that's, and I maybe didn't even think they were going to test you in minor leagues. I don't know. I mean, he was playing for the Missions in San Antonio for a couple games, and I don't know what the, obviously it caught him off guard, whatever they did. And now he's suspended for 80 games.
Well, listen, he never even offered up that it would have been, this would have been to get back on the field, right? I mean, he said it was for ringworm, which, you know, quite obviously it was not. He's 23 years old, so it's not like he was older and he needed the extra time. I think he got caught cheating, that's all. And he didn't cycle off quick enough. I think it's the only way to look at it. Jay Stu, what'd you think?
I think that the Padres will always find a way to Padre. Not that this is their fault, but this is what happens. One thing or another throughout the years has gone down to prevent the Padres from winning at all. This is just, I guess, more bad luck. But if you focus on the player, at the very least, this is an awful judgment on his part coming off of the motorcycle thing. And if you're getting caught for PEDs in this era of baseball where the punishment is so severe, you're either oblivious, completely oblivious, or you're a complete idiot. None of those, whether you're lacking judgment or you're just not bright or you're oblivious or what have you, none of those are good things to give a 15-year contract to. I didn't think it was to enhance his performance the last couple of years. I do think it was an injury-related thing where he was trying to get back on the field, and that's not an excuse. That's kind of where I come out on it. So just be the next reason the Padres don't win this fall or probably even next year.
That's funny. The next reason the Padres don't win. That's classic. Classic Dodger arrogance, but the Dodger arrogance is obviously paying off there a little bit for you. So that one is hysterical, just hysterical. I don't believe it's to get back out in the field sooner. I think it, I just don't. And if it was to get back out in the field sooner, it wouldn't have been steroids. It would have been HGH. You know, that's just simply to get stronger, faster, work harder or whatever. I think it absolutely has to call into question anything he's accomplished previously. Because then you're operating on the assumption that he got caught only on the first time that he ever tried it, and that one seems hard for me to believe. So I don't know. It's a fascinating time. And in regards to the Padres, look, if we're being really, really honest here, the Dodgers had the Manny Ramirez thing. They've had their own use of steroid guys. You've had Eric Gagne. You could kind of go through the list of other Dodgers in the past who you would have suspected, but there is a little bit of, and this is probably to help you with your point, there is a little bit of new money to the Padres, right? They're not used to being in this kind of tax bracket, and so you got to understand that things are treated and viewed very differently when you're in that tax bracket. To that extent, I would agree with you. I don't know, interesting thing in Major League Baseball. I think there's a lot of good that comes from it, because to people who say baseball players are still using and no one's getting caught, here you go. Big player that everybody wanted to see back in a uniform, and he gets caught. So the testing policy works. Does that mean that steroids is completely out of baseball? No. Mostly out of baseball, I think the answer is yes. And I can't remember who said it, but to get caught, I think it was you, Jay Stu, to get caught in this era, you got to be a complete dope and a complete cheat. And that's what he appears to be. This is what Mike Clevenger and Manny Machado said about the Fernando Tatis suspension.
Very disappointed. It's the second time we've been disappointed with him. And it's just, you hope he grows up and, learns from this and learns that it's not just, it's about more than just him right now. No, look at this clubhouse. We really don't need anybody else. It would be nice to have somebody else, but we don't need anybody else. We got everyone we need right here.
He hasn't been part of the team all year, and we've gotten to this point so far without him. We're waiting to get him back, and hopefully him to be a spark plug for the team. But we've been doing it all year, just continue doing it. Same message continues to go since day one, since we had all year. So we still have the same goal, which is to try to make a World Series and bring a championship to San Diego, and that's what we're going to try to continue to do.
Clevenger, pretty strong comments there, guys. Hey, man, we don't really need him. We don't really need him. I mean, look, if you're Preller, you could void the contract. Everybody says they're mad. Void the contract. Show me you're really mad. I don't think they'll go to that length.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss in the land of saints and sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the land of saints and sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Mm-mm-mm-mm. So, the Patriots had their first preseason game, and by all accounts, it was a mixed bag offensively. Their senior football advisor and offensive line coach is former Lions head coach Matt Patricia. He talked about the team's play calling duties.
Honestly, it's just collaborative from that standpoint. We follow Coach Belichick's lead. I'm just trying to do my job to the best ability, whatever he asked me to do on any given day. And that's the beauty of it. That's what I love. It's always new and exciting and challenging from that standpoint. But we're all just working together right now, which is the great part about it. We're 100% just trying to make sure that we do everything as possible as coaches to allow our players to go do everything they can on the field. That's what's important, not the rest of it.
So a collaborative effort, those are all kind of new age 2022 sort of words. And this continues to be My belief is that it doesn't seem traditional. It doesn't seem like a path that many have taken, will take, especially when they have a second-year quarterback. And it seems clunky right now. It doesn't, however, mean it won't work. And I do think that Bill Belichick has earned the right to get the benefit of the doubt. He's earned the right to get the benefit of the doubt. Honey? Don't you think? So Patricia may not have, in your mind, because he didn't do well as offensive as a head coach with the Detroit Lions. It's okay. Like, you know, again, I truly and honestly believe this, that we make coaches out to be these dinosaurs. Then when they try new things, we criticize them for trying something different. Right? Wait, like, which is it? Well, you know, Bill Belichick, he just does things he does. And it's worked. And here he is pushing the envelope. Here he is pushing the envelope. So when you push the envelope and you try something that others don't try, you're going to be met with resistance. I don't know how it plays. I don't know if it helps them, if it hurts them. I have no idea. I don't. And earlier today, I sat next to TJ Houshmandzadeh. He's like, man, that does not seem like a winning plan. And I've heard that from a lot of football people. And I believe it likely to be true to this point. But Belichick's tried all kinds of things which are different. And though they haven't all worked, many of them have. So I continue to point out, hey, why are we questioning Bill Belichick? We can say it's curious, it's odd, it doesn't feel like it's going to work. On the other hand, we also have to couch that by saying it is Bill Belichick. He's been inarguably the greatest coach of the last 20, 25 years in the NFL. And with that, he gets the benefit of the doubt. Gets the benefit of the doubt. Stug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Thanks so much, Dan. Let's get to Rich Ohrenberger, of course, is a former New England Patriot. He can give us a better sense of just how abstract an idea this is, what they're doing in New England. Rich, of course, a former offensive lineman. He's the host of Fox Sports Radio show on the weekends. And of course, you can hear him on our San Diego affiliate as well. Rich, we've now seen the Patriots in one preseason game. We've heard from the Patriots. As a former Pat, what do you think of what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball?
You know, I think it's interesting. I'm not sure I'm sold that it's the right thing to do with a second-year quarterback who showed great promise last year. But what is the preseason for? You know, if it isn't to work on things, to get things sharpened for the regular season. And we know as well as in any industry, when it's a performance-based industry, jobs aren't given, they're earned. And in the case of Joe Judge versus Matt Patricia, or even if Bill Belichick has to do a call to offense, somebody's going to win the job, and it's going to be whoever does the best job communicating with the young quarterback, sequencing the play call to design an offense that's successful, that sustains drives. So it kind of looked a little herky-jerky in the opener. We'll see how it transpires. We'll see if it becomes more consistent over the next couple of weeks. But for right now, it sort of feels like there's an auditioning process going on with the coaching staff. And they're using Belichick's using this training camp to figure out who's the best at the offensive coordinating duties.
It really does feel that way, doesn't it? It's an interesting one that it's either auditioning process or they're trying to figure out who understands the rhythm of it. I don't know. It's peculiar, but like I'm one of these guys, Rich, that says you give Belichick the benefit of the doubt. He's done a lot of non-traditional things that have worked out in the past. I think that would be what this is.
I agree. I completely agree with that sentiment. I think that's smart. I think what a lot of people look at is what have you done for me lately and not what have you done for me traditionally. And traditionally, Bill Belichick, he cobbles together season after season of successful football by game planning better than most coaches, attacking your weaknesses, highlighting their strengths. And I think they're in the process of figuring out where their weaknesses are and where their strengths are. You know, a season ago, I think they did a pretty good job of protecting Mac Jones, you know, finding a way to highlight all the places, all the areas of the game where he really excels. You know, a lot of passes closer to the line of scrimmage. They really focused on the run game. And they had some injuries up front on the offensive line, so they had to move the deck around. But when they figured it out, it really started to hum there. Now, it doesn't mean that they weren't going to get found out, and eventually they did, and we saw how they exited in the postseason. And they lose Josh McDaniels this offseason, which is a huge blow to the confidence of this offense. But if they can find the rhythm in the preseason, if they can find a play caller worthy of working with the offense singularly, or if they find that a combination is the best fit, because let's be honest, this wouldn't be the first time ever in the NFL there was a run play designer and a pass play designer if that's how they delineate, you know, the responsibilities. So I'm very curious to see what transpires for the rest of camp, but I think it's really smart of you, Doug, not to get too overboard on the criticism like some people have. Because, again, what's the preseason for? I mean, it's really just to hammer out the details so that when the regular season comes and the bullets start flying for real, you have all your ducks in a row. You know, so I don't put much stock into preseason records. I know the Ravens have won whatever it is now, 21 straight. You know, it doesn't matter. What matters is how many titles you have, how many W's you have when the regular season comes.
Looking from your eye, having played at that level, the limited instances you saw Trey Lance, what's your assessment of where he is?
He still has a lot to learn, but I'll say this. I feel like his basement is Garoppolo's ceiling. Like, we've seen about as good as we're going to see out of Jimmy Garoppolo. And if Trey Lance can perform at least as well as Garoppolo in his first year as a full-time starter, that's a great place to step off from. Because Jimmy Garoppolo, at his best, was able to take this roster to two NFC championship games and won one of them. So I think Trey Lance, I think his career, the platform he's going to step on, is going to be about where Jimmy Garoppolo's skill set is. Now, is he going to have as much command of the offense? No, that comes with time. Is he going to be able to diagnose defenses as quickly as Jimmy G? Probably not. But from all reports we're hearing out of Niners camp, he's an excellent learner. He understands the language they're speaking to him, which is a huge obstacle you need to clear when you bring in a college quarterback. And it appears that little by little he's gaining the trust of the offensive players around him and the team around him, because he's going to have to be this team's leader. So I look at it this way. As long as Trey Lance is as good as Jimmy Garoppolo, which isn't setting the bar obscenely high, the 49ers have a chance to do some special things.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the voice of Rich Ornberger. Rich, I'm interested in this Tom Brady deal. Like, I thought when it was first, it was a family matter, a personal matter. I thought, well, listen, if somebody's sick, you've earned the right. You go take your time away. But apparently this was prearranged, right? This was all set. He's going to take these 10 days off in the middle of training camp and then step back in. Now, for any veteran quarterback, I understand that you have years and years of experience. But this is Tom Brady, who is a fanatic about his preparation, a fanatic about his timing. He's dealing with a new center. He doesn't have the same wide receiving core. Doesn't have the same head coach. I don't know how much that matters. What do you think of Tom Brady stepping away in the middle of training camp and preseason games to just kind of hang out and be a dad, it feels like?
Yeah, it's an odd one, isn't it? And I'm not completely sold that it's necessary to go home and be a dad. You know, I look, Tom's got a lot of irons in the fire right now. And I'm just speculating here, but, you know, he was busy shooting a movie, you know, this offseason before he came out of retirement. You know, he obviously has a business he's trying to build, clothing line, apparel. He's got the Tom Brady, the TB12 method, selling all sorts of supplements and paraphernalia to help with your fitness. I mean, this guy has an empire to run. And it's very possible the excuse here is something as simple as, you know, he needed to be a part of a couple of high-level business meetings that he absolutely need to be the last say on some of the decisions being made. You know, it could be a situation where he had to do reshoots for this movie, for crying out loud. You know, who knows why exactly the reason was that he stepped away from training camp in the middle of training camp, but it is so rare to see it. And I mean, again, like I said, I'm speculating here. These are all maybes, maybe this, maybe that. If it is just to spend time at home as a father, the only hope, if you're the Buccaneers head coach, you know, assistant coaches, players, is that that's exactly what he needs to be ready for the season. Because by this time, by this point in his career, he should know exactly what he needs to do to be ready for a football season.
If you're the Dallas Cowboys, how concerned are you over the number of penalties in a preseason game? And I would grant it and couch it by saying, I know most of those guys are backups, but this was the most penalized team in the NFL, and then week one preseason out of the gate, 17 penalties.
Terrible. It's just terrible. You know, those are the things that you can prevent. There's a lot of things that you can't, right? You know, I mean, guys are going to show up out of shape sometimes. You know what I mean? And there's nothing you can do about that because they showed up out of shape and you just got to try to get them into shape. You know, situations are going to occur where maybe your roster gets younger, maybe you're veteran heavy and you're trying to rest guys, or you guys are hurt. Like, there's a lot that's outside of your control. The one thing that's really inside of your control, and you see this with well-coached teams, is the discipline at the line of scrimmage, the unforced errors, the mental mistakes in terms of the game plan. So I don't know what was wrong. I don't know if they didn't practice with enough urgency. I don't know if it was because they tried to do too much too soon, because you see that oftentimes. You could paralyze guys who are really otherwise great football players coming out of college if you put too much on their plate, you know, to the point where their head's spinning, and then all of a sudden the ball's about to be snapped and they jump off sides. Or defensively, they're in the wrong alignment, and they're paying attention to their linebacker, trying to get them in the right gap, and then all of a sudden they hear a hard count and they dive into the neutral zone. You know, or you just get sloppy with your technique because you're unsure of yourself and you get your hands too far outside and you're holding, or, you know, defensively holding. I mean, there's a myriad of reasons why you get called and the whistles blow during the course of a game. But the Dallas Cowboys have a problem with discipline, and it starts with the head coach, and then it trickles down to the assistant coaches and the rest of the coaching staff. And you just have to, at some point, draw the line and set the tone. And I just don't know how or why Mike McCarthy hasn't gotten his arms around that yet. But it's important to have a successful football season. The only thing the Dallas Cowboys have going for them right now, in my opinion, is the fact that they play in such a weak division. Otherwise, they'd be really behind the eight ball.
Rich Ormberg, check out his show Weekends on Fox Sports Radio, of course, locally in San Diego, where you guys are talking Tatis all the time, right? Is that you're just all Tatis all the time?
I mean, today, man, you know, that 80-game suspension, that was the topic du jour. I'm sure as we get a little bit further from this controversy, the focus will return to the ball field. But, man, oh, man, the Padres fans are brokenhearted over it.
How much Beyer thinks, and I think Jason Stewart agrees, that some of the blame should be on the Padres, because here's a guy that feels like he's immature being given such a gigantic contract. Unless the Padres knew that he was a juicer, I struggle with that one. Where are you on the Padres? Is culpability the word that I'm looking for? Yeah.
Yeah, culpability. I mean, look, do they have culpability? The answer is ultimately yes, because they signed him to this long-term contract. And you know, look, you can do heavy investigation on people before you hire them. You know, people, you know, who are spending way less money on salaries do that sort of thing. So there may have been a way for them to discover if there was a habit. But if this was a one-off, I can't blame the Padres. Like, if this was a guy who's coming back from injury and he's really disappointed in himself because of the way it happened, allegedly multiple motorcycle accidents over the course of the offseason while he was down in the Dominican led to him showing up with a fractured wrist for spring training requiring surgery and missing the majority of the season. Maybe he was pressing and he got some bad advice from somebody who didn't have his best interest at heart, and he used, and it was a one-off thing and he got popped. And it, you know what? Maybe it's not as big of a problem. But if this is a pattern and it's something that they could have you know, foreseen somewhere earlier on in the process before they signed him, then 100% of the blame is on the Padres for even engaging in this long-term deal. But my guess is they didn't have those red flags. They moved ahead with this contract, especially given his pedigree. His father played a long time in Major League Baseball. You know, so there were a lot of yeses and there were very few no's at the time of signing. But since, a lot of those, well, maybe, and no's have emerged.
Rich, great stuff. Thanks for joining us, bro.
Yeah, you bet, Doug. Anytime.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how we discover you can redeem your rewards for cash at any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. How big a deal is it that Jets quarterback Zach Wilson is going to be out the next couple weeks? I'll tell you that next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. A bottle of Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment can clean your system and help your engine get more MPGs. Right now, you can get two bottles for only $9.99. A great deal to help you go a great deal farther. Find Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment and everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any one of our 6,300 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I'll share with you my favorite Pete Carril story. Pete Carril, 92 years old, the architect of the Princeton offense, longtime head coach at Princeton, passed away today at the age of 92 years old. Lots you don't know about Pete Carril, including, you guys remember those Kings teams that nearly beat the Lakers, right? When Shaq would call them the Queens, right? They would run Princeton. And one reason was Pete Carril, after retirement, became a coach with and implement some of the Princeton offensive ideas in the NBA, specifically the Sacramento Kings. Anyway, let's get to a game, shall we?
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan Beyer, what do you got?
Beyer.
Doug, the game today is...
Big deal, little deal, no deal.
All right, big deal, little deal, or no deal that Jets quarterback Zach Wilson has a knee injury that could force him to miss week one of the regular season.
That's a big deal. It's a big deal. You know, look, there's elements to it. It was a plant and cut, and I know you're just... Your football brain takes over, but just get out of bounds. It's a preseason. Secondly, I don't know, man. That field turf does not have the same give as grass. But more than anything, you know, the Jets don't look great, but all their hopes are built around Zach Wilson, and he got hurt last year. Now he's already hurt this year. So as they continue to search for the next quarterback, you just got to kind of hold your breath and go like, man, all right, we got two little injuries. Let's hope there's not a third big one to follow.
Joe Flacco would get the start in week one against his former team, the Ravens, if Wilson can't go in that game. All right, Doug, big deal, little deal, or no deal that Alabama is number one in the preseason AP Top 25 college football poll.
It's a little deal. It's Alabama, right? Last year they had a bunch of injuries, kind of a transition year. You know, whatever. When in doubt, go with Alabama, you're in pretty good shape, right? Remember, last year was Georgia's year. They were clearly the best team. But, you know, how many guys, they lost backups to the NFL draft. So, you know, I think that's one of those things where you're like, I mean, there's so many teams we don't know. It's like Baylor's got a lot of dudes back, and they won some really close games. They're ranked 10th. Do we really think Baylor's going to be better than Alabama? I think the answer is no. You have Bryce Young. You brought in some elite talent via the portal. Obviously, they've had elite talent there. I know they still lost a good amount to the NFL draft, but I think that's a little deal.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal that Texas isn't ranked in the AP poll despite receiving a first-place vote in the coaches' poll.
That's a weird deal.
Yes. Yes, could be.
What
revenge.
Coach voted them number one?
I don't know. Maybe they should lose their job instead of their voting privileges. Big deal, little deal, or no deal that Kevin Durant would reportedly consider retiring before going back to the Nets.
It's no deal. Consider retiring is not retiring. You know, if you say, hey, I'm going to retire if I don't get traded, that's one thing. Consider retiring is like, I'll take all things. I'll consider playing. I'll consider retiring. I'll consider jumping on one leg the entire time. I'll consider all these things. It means nothing.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal that the Nets are not included on the Christmas Day schedule for the NBA season.
That feels like a big deal, right? Feels like a big deal. Feels like everybody knows that this thing is over.
Instead, we get to watch the Knicks. Or we get to watch NFL football instead.
That's the other thing that people haven't realized is the NBA, they lost Christmas Day to NFL football.
Yes. Now, if Christmas is on a Wednesday, then maybe the NFL would be like, all right, you guys can have that day. But if it's on a Friday, Saturday, or in this case, a Sunday, yes, you're going to have NFL games. Big deal, little deal, or no deal, Doug, that the Dodgers had their 12-game win streak snapped by the Royals on Sunday, losing 4-0.
No deal. I mean, you'd won 12 games in a row, right?
This really makes you question the Dodgers organization, though, from top
to
bottom.
It really does. I think somebody should be fired today.
Yes. I mean, right, Dodger fans, John Ramos, Jason Stewart.
It's despicable.
I mean, yes. This stuff is on it. Again, I want to say it again. It's why the Giants are the class of the NL West. That is why it's why the Giants are the class of the NL West.
That's why I'm excited for Rocktober.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal that Live Tour member Patrick Reed wants a Live versus PGA Tour showdown.
That's a no deal, right? You keep trying to like legitimize this deal. Like, no. If Live is a better deal, and you go the Live thing, do the Live thing. That's it.
Doug, you were one of the first ones who talked about the value of college athletics and players and, you know, to be able to play at Duke. You know, Duke is still going to be Duke. I mean,
I love Duke.
Yes, we love Duke. And I think it's the same thing for the PGA Tour. It's still like the PGA Tour, and you're going to have great action. You had a playoff with Will Zalatoris and Sepp Straka yesterday.
That was great yesterday.
Yes, yes. And so it's still going to be the PGA Tour. It's still great.
I had
stuff.
Some Zalatoris yesterday with some pasta.
It's delicious.
I had the right Chianti to go with it as well. It's really sucked it up with some fava beans.
That's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Check out the latest lines in the world of sports, Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21. Present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So Deshaun Watson did a little interview before his first preseason game. Did you guys see any of the game? Did you hear any of the interview? We'll replay some of it for you, including an apology from Deshaun Watson. He apologized. What did he apologize for? How did he say it? Do we believe him? And are we all good now? All these things kind of come to your mind. We'll play that for you. Upcoming next, this, of course, is the Doug Gottlieb Show, only on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.